Your Sunrise news, weather, and travel. This is Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Now, lower back pain is a problem that many in South Africa are currently experiencing. The question is, though, how do I treat it? What are some of the symptoms that I have to look out for? And when do I say enough is enough, I have to go see a doctor? Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Mokete Setuaba is joining you once again on this Thursday morning to answer just those questions. Doc, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Abson. Good morning to your listeners.
It seems like something that's not there, but it's always there when we talk of lower back pain, right?
Indeed. It's one of the most used part of our body, and we take it for granted until something goes wrong. And that's when you realize you actually have a back.
And for me, it's always been lower back pain, which means it's just that one thing, lower back pain. But I mean, you talk of different back pains, and are they similar? So walk us through that. What are the different back pains, and are they similar?
You know, to understand the complexity of the problem, one will have to look at what really makes up the lower back. The lower back is made out of lumbar bones. Those are the lower spinal bones. And between those, you have the discs. And then around those, you have the muscles and your ligaments. And not to forget the spinal cord. But associated with the lower back, you have internal organs. These are your bowels, your kidneys. If you're a woman and you still have your uterus, ovaries and tubes, those could also be involved. For a man, it's a prostate as well. So any of these can contribute to lower back pain. And on top of that, we went as further to then classify the back pain into two conditions, acute back pain or chronic back pain. Where chronic back pain is lower back pain, that's more than 3 months. And acute is sudden and lasting less than 3 months.
Having said that, Doc, we're going to continue the conversation. I want to bring the listeners into this. 47 minutes after 4, good morning. We're chatting to your resident doctor or GP, Dr. Mokete Setuaba, chatting about back pain. Are you suffering from back pain? What are some of the medicines or concoctions that you are taking to ensure that you are back pain free? Is it helping you? Have you sought medical attention? If you have any questions for the good doctor, feel free also to be part of this conversation. 021-446-0567, that is the number that you can dial. So, Doc, we've talked about the different back pains and, you know, the similarities between them. So, acute back pain, chronic back pain. Having said that, what are the common causes then of lower back pain?
The most common cause is falls under acute back pain. And this is because most of us, we use our backs wrong. This can be caused by muscle strain or ligament sprain. They can happen suddenly and can develop slowly over time from repetitive use. And some, you know, when you've had severe lower back pain due to muscle strain or ligaments, you know, you can end up lying flat, whereby you don't even want to move. So this is the most common, is because we use our backs wrong.
And you know what, Doc? Doctors have their own language. You know, they'll say something and you sit there and you think to yourself, okay, I don't understand. And then the doctor asks you, do you understand? And you say, yes, I do understand. Let me ask this, and I know it will sound silly, but what is the difference between a sprain and a strain?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And you're right, most people will sit there and say, yes. But if you don't understand, then you go back and repeat the same mistake again. A strain occurs when a muscle is stretched too far and it tears. This can damage the muscle itself. That's a strain. While a sprain happens when you overstretch and you tear affected ligaments, which connects the bone together. So a strain is muscle associated. A sprain is ligament. We're talking about ligaments.
That's, Doc, I mean, you know, when you talk about back pain, For us young people, we'll, listen to me. For us young people, we must acknowledge that. For us young people, it's one of those things where we would associate with old age. But certainly from the description, there's no age to this. If you pick up something in the wrong way, or if you keep abusing your back, you will eventually experience back pain.
You would. I mean, as young people and as young men, and I belong to that group myself, you know, we have enough muscles around the lower back. Our ligaments are still strong and supple enough. So while you're still young, you know, under 20, most under 20s don't really complain of back pain. We'll talk about that when you talk about the red flags, what to look out for. But it's a problem that is associated to the working people 20 and above and just under 55. If we have that group and you have back pain, most of the time it's muscle pain. But under 20 and over 55, then you start to worry about other sinister things as well.
Just on that, 9 minutes now before we get to 6 o'clock, we are talking about back pain with Dr. Mokete Setwaba. Are you experiencing back pain? Do you have questions perhaps that you would like to ask the good doctor? 31567, that is the standard SMS line. You can also send a voice note on 072-567-1567. There are many of you, I'm sure, out there that are experiencing some sort of pain when it comes to back pain. Here's your chance. Ask the question free of charge. Get us a view of the Early Breakfast Show. Feel free to be part of the conversation. That being said, Doc, we talk about, okay, we've got back pain. We understand that they can be caused by a sprain or a strain, and we've mentioned the types. But, you know, what are the common causes then of that lower back strain or sprain?
So, as I said, most of us use our backs wrong. So the first common cause of back pain is lifting heavy objects, you know, trying to be the steering, you know, being the strong guy. So you lift a heavy object or then you twist the spine while lifting this. So that will definitely cause the sprain or the strain. Then close to that is sudden movements that place too much stress on your lower back. Such as a fall. When you fall, you're not prepared. Poor posture as well over time can cause back pain. People sit down and they work on computers and they don't have proper lumbar support. And next to that, if you're playing sports, you can have a sports injury. Or if you used to play sports back in the day and you then try to pick it up again, you're going to think you're still under 20. And try and do those funny moves, and that will sometimes pull your back out. I've recently experienced that myself as a soccer, as I used to be a soccer player. Got onto the soccer field, and I wanted to do that, you know, that bicycle kick.
Not a good.
I used to do those, and, you know, like a spring, you just hit the floor, jump up, and you continue running. So the body gets older. Sports injuries can cause also lower back pain as well. This involves you twist your back and also there's large force impact as well. So those are the most common causes that will cause muscle sprain and ligament strain as well.
So, Doc, so far we've been talking, I believe, more. Yes, we've been talking about back pain, but the conversation has been around acute back pain. But you also mentioned earlier on that there's chronic back pain. So, could you just give us a brief idea of what are the causes then of chronic back pain?
Chronic back pain, remember, is back pain lasting more than 3 months. And this is the more complicated side of back pain. Several conditions can result in lower chronic back pain. You have your herniated disc can cause it. Degenerative disc disease as well. That's when your disc gets old. And the disc lies between the two vertebra bones, the lumbar bones. So when you start losing that, you can have bone on bone. Then it can lead to arthritis. You can pinch a nerve. Spinal deformities can also cause this. Trauma can cause chronic back pain. And the less common causes of chronic back pain will involve infections, tumor, and autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or Crohn's disease. Some people also have the rare fibromyalgia, which is your muscles and your ligaments are inflamed. We don't know why, but that inflammation will then cause severe chronic back pain.
Mm.
So this, if you have pain, lower back pain for more than 3 months, that is an indication to go see a doctor, because it could be any of these things.
Even adding more to that. But, Doc, we were just now chatting in studio that you mentioned something very important here, because personally, or for myself personally, if I'm going to a doctor and I hear a doctor saying chronic, I'm automatically thinking forever and ever. You were saying it just means that it lasts more than 3 months.
Yes. It's very important to speak about definitions, because what's out there can be misleading. I mean, if you want to say chronic, a person thinks, oh my goodness,
I'm dying.
I'm done for. But once you put numbers in, people realize, oh, by the way, I also have chronic back pain. I need to go see a doctor. You know, 3 months flies by. I mean, we're already in our third month in 2019. You know, so if you pull that move in January, wanting to burn the dance floor, and you still have back pain now, then you fall under chronic back pain.
Oh. And so, talking about that, we've been talking about things that you can manage yourself. When do I say, okay, enough is enough, I need to go see a doctor? Or when must I even immediately just go see a doctor?
Yeah, we have what you call red flags when it comes to back pain. But the most important thing is, if back pain is as a result of trauma, you need to go see a doctor. So if you're in a car accident, or you were kicked, or you had a fall, and you have back pain, go see a doctor. The other red flags are this. We spoke about the first one. If you are under 20 years old and you have back pain, you have to go see a doctor. If you are over 55 years old, you also have to go see a doctor. Close to that is, if pain is not relieved by rest or posture modification or over-the-counter medication, you have to go see a doctor. If pain is unchanged after 2 to 4 weeks of pain treatment, then definitely. If there's a history of cancer, if there's immunosuppressed status, if you start having fever and weight loss, if you have a high risk of fracture, these are for the people over 55. Who might have osteoporosis. If those people have high risk of fracture, go see a doctor as well. Neurological impairment, that's when you start having numbness down the leg, or you can't move your legs anymore. That is definitely one of the major reasons. And as we spoke about, internal organs that are associated with the lower back pain, if you start having bladder or bowel dysfunction, then it's another reason to go see a doctor. If you wake up in the morning and your muscles are stiff or your back is stiff, as a primary complaint, it's time to go see a doctor. And the most important is, if you try to get out of bed and you can't, or if you try to get up from a sitting position and you can't, you need to go see a doctor. So these are a couple of red flags, and there's quite a number of them. But take-home message is this. If the pain has been there for more than 2 to 4 weeks with treatment, if you're under 20, over 55, and if you have any other history, medical problem that can worsen your back, go see a doctor.
Doc, and we are running out of time, but I'm hoping, if you can't answer this now, and if it's a long answer, we shouldn't, because you've just got under 30 seconds. We got an SMS asking, what is alkalinic spondylitis?
We'll have to speak about it next week. You can't answer that
okay.
in 30 seconds.
Absolutely,
but
fantastic.
It is definitely one of the conditions falling under chronic back condition.
All right. So we please take note of that, Doc. And very quickly, 20 seconds, your parting words?
Lower back pain is common. Most of them resolve with pain relief. And remember, not all back pain is the same.
Doc, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Do have yourself a fantastic morning.
Thanks, Abs.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, feel free to be part of the conversation every Thursday around about this time when we chat to the good doctor. 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial.